live at ACB 2010. This is Michael Off, and I'm at Bay Area Digital right now speaking with Mike Kingston, who is selling the KNFB Reader. You may have heard about it, but maybe don't know which phones it supports or what features it offers. So Mike is going to bring us up to speed on what's new and what can we do with the KNFB Reader.
Thanks, Mike. The KNFB Reader is the latest development from Raymond Kurzweil and now KNFB Reading Technologies, a company that was formed to develop the reader and other related types of products. As many of our listeners may know, it's a device that will allow a person to read print out loud wherever and whenever they want. As we love to say, go totally globally mobile. It runs on cell phones as opposed to a specialized device or on a PC. The intent was to make it as portable as possible. When this was being developed, Ray Kurzweil had a choice of either building his own hardware or finding something commercially available to run it on. And they discovered that there were a few cell phones that actually could work the reader. So the N86 has kind of been the flagship phone that is being used.
But also the, I'm interrupting you just a second to say, I have the N82 and I'm using it on that phone as well.
Right. The N82 was the first one. For a while, the Nokia 6220 Classic, but the N82 was the mainstay and still is available. We have it through the Michael Hingson Group and Bay Area Digital here, who is one of our dealers. The N86 has kind of become the flagship because it's got a lot more memory, it's faster. Runs on the N95 as well, and runs on a few other phones, but those are the main ones that most people use. Primarily the N86 because of memory and the ease of use of the keys and so on.
Well, that has a QWERTY as well, right?
The N86 is not a QWERTY keyboard. Okay. It is a regular telephone keypad, but it processes pretty quickly. Just last month, a new software version was released, version 6.4, which has, I think, a couple of really exciting features. The biggest one is when people are scanning with the reader, when they're taking a picture, it's not always clear whether you're holding the camera level above the page. And now there is a tilt feature, a tilt indicator, that tells you whether or not you're actually level above the page. So I've got a speaker down here. You can hear it beeping if you want to put the mic by it.
Yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
Now watch what happens as I move the camera and make it level with the page. And it becomes completely silent, which tells me that I'm now level with the page and can actually take a picture. And the way you take a picture is you lift the camera up a bit, about 10 inches above the page, push a button,
taking picture.
It snaps a picture of the page,
books, articles, and labels below.
And then
significant glare detected.
Significant glare because there's a lot of light in this room.
Camera 0 degrees clockwise relative to the page.
But watch how quickly it starts to read.
And slash partially sighted people pen friend audio labeler. DL76. Please retain these instructions for future reference.
This is one of the products that Chris Gray is selling here, the pen friend. I just grabbed one of the manuals and started reading it. Point being that it will read whatever you want to read whenever and wherever you are. So it's really cool that it provides complete true print independence for any of us who happen to be blind or low vision who need to be able to read portably and read effectively wherever we are.
Now, don't you also have currency and color detection as well in the new 6.4?
The new version also has a color identifier. It also, through screen readers, will drive braille displays. And as you heard, the message saying significant glare detected tells me that there's a lot of light here, especially because I've got the flash on the camera on, and so it may not read as well as if I were to turn the flash off and cut out some of the glare. That, again, is very helpful, so that if I'm not getting as accurate a read as I want, I can do things to correct for that, which is important to be able to do. Currency detection has been on the reader for quite some time. It's a very, very accurate process because it's actually doing pattern recognition, comparing the bill that you read or that you look at with a database of pictures of bills. So it's not going to misrecognize a bill. It may not be able to tell what the bill is because there's something that makes the contrast not good enough or the picture isn't good enough, but it won't misrecognize a bill. It will always either be able to tell you the bill or it'll tell you, I can't tell what the picture is, you got to do something to fix it up a little bit. So again, it makes it an extremely versatile device. Of course, you can use it with headsets, Bluetooth earpieces, or whatever. And because it is running on a cell phone, you also can use it as a cell phone. Now, you don't need to. That is, this is running as a standalone device. I don't even have a SIM card in here. I do not need cell phone service to make this product work as a reader.
Let me point out two things on that note. Yes, I upgraded to the iPhone, and I have my N82, and I still use the KNFB reader on that device without a SIM card. And, Mike, this is what's cool. I can actually use that bad boy to read computer screens. Well, the new LCD screens,
or
not
your
the
iPhone
old.
When it doesn't talk.
Well, exactly. You know, I've never even tried it on my iPhone. I use it on the computer monitor, my netbook or notebook computers. So, yeah, I got to try the iPhone and just see what that does.
Wonderful stories. There's a woman who was an avid user of Home Shopping Network, and she once she was in a situation where the Home Shopping Network in her area was changing channels, but she didn't know what channel it was going to. She turned on her TV one day, which was a small flat-screen TV. There was no Home Shopping Network, and she said, oh, this must be the weekend they're changing. She used her reader to read the screen to discover that the Home Shopping Network changed from channel, I think it was like 310 to 273. And she was able to go off and continue to watch the Home Shopping Network because of the fact that she used the reader. I also use an iPhone. And I also have the KNFB reader, and this particular one does not have a SIM card. You also can use the reader for an interesting purpose that does require an internet connection, whether it's the Wi-Fi connectivity available through the phone or using a phone data plan, and that is that I can translate various languages into English. So I can read a Spanish document, and using internet access to translate the document, I can translate it into English. But the neat thing about this is that it truly allows me to be able to read whatever I want, where I want. So, as I tell people, I can read the restaurant menus when I go into a restaurant, but unfortunately now I also have to read the bill when it comes because the reader will do that. So, I can read and know what I'm supposed to pay just like anybody else would do. You know, if anybody would like more information, they're welcome to contact us. Contact me at the Michael Hingson Group. My phone number is 415-827-4084, or they can email me at info@michaelhingson.com. MichaelHingson.com. MichaelHingson. So info@michaelhingson.com or 415-827-4084. Or then contact Chris Gray at Bay Area Digital. And I know you're going to be interviewing Chris in just a little bit, and he can certainly give you all his contact information. But this thing really is incredible because it truly allows me independence of reading, and I think that that's something that should be important for any blind person. I wish every blind person had one.
Well, let's just get rid of the sticker shock and let folks know, what is the price of the KNFB reader?
The price of the KNFB reader mobile is $1,770 complete and integrated with the phone, a screen reader, and everything on the unit. The National Federation of the Blind has a technology loan program. It's a 3% low interest loan, which makes the payments about $38 a month, and if they contact us, we can help them fill out an application, or they can go online and fill it out at http://knfbreader.michaelhingson.com, and that is a good way that has helped a lot of people get a hold of the reader.
Okay, so just so folks understand, $1,770. So the reader, I guess, coming in around $995. The phone, is that an N86, and which screen reader is that? Talks?
N86 and Talks.
Yeah, I love Talks, and even the late Torsten Brand, my last interview with him, he said the N86 was ultimately his favorite phone, even despite the newer ones, the 95 and the 97 and so forth. The N86 is his favorite phone, so that seems to be...
You can't beat an 8-megapixel camera, you can't beat 8 gigabyte of onboard storage, and the ability to have additional memory in a micro SD slot, a nice slide phone that works well. There are some people who say, oh, I like speakers on other phones better. But for all-around versatility, you cannot beat the N86. I'm with Torsten on that.
Yeah, and of course, the Symbian phones are kind of cool. Those of you into ringtones, all you do is write soft on an MP3 file and make it your ringtone. So a lot of cool features with that.
You can take any MP3 file and import it and make it a ringtone. There's nothing you need to do. You don't need to convert it. If it's an MP3, it's a ringtone.
Very good. Well, thanks a lot, Mike, for the information. And you will have a link, of course, at serotalk.com. Live at ACB 2010, this is Michael Loft for Zero Talk.